What is happening right now in the global arena is not just another collection of local conflicts, but the ultimate crash test of Western civilization. How did the free world bind itself to the point of paralysis? And how did pure ideals become the most dangerous strategic weapon of our enemies? We are in the midst of a historical event that will determine the fate of the global order. If we peel back the layers of daily news, we discover that the current campaign is the most important clash of the 21st century to date. It is a struggle between a radical, uninhibited access and a Western world paralyzed by its own ideals. The outcome of this collision will determine whether the era of the free world's hegemony is coming to an end, or if the West will find the strength to defend itself. Why is Iran attacking everyone? To understand the gravity of the moment, we must accurately analyze the enemy. The West tends to view countries like Iran as just more rogue states in the style of North Korea, seeking nuclear weapons merely to ensure regime survival. But this is an optical illusion. The strategy of the radical Axis is designed to achieve absolute hegemony in the Middle East and control over humanity's bottlenecks. The method is built on a calculated balance of terror. The construction of rings of fire via proxy organizations and a massive arsenal of missiles designed to threaten the most basic needs of the global economy, from maritime trade routes to energy reserves. The goal is to hold the world hostage, to achieve full immunity from intervention, and under the cover of this immunity, to race toward a nuclear bomb, which will grant them ultimate immunity. The radical Axis has read the map correctly. It recognized that the West prefers industrial quiet over confrontation, and that it will hesitate to use military force out of fear of economic repercussions. If the free world yields in this campaign, the message will be clear. The West has lost its ability to defend the global order. The most important war of the 21st century. The absurdity of international law, when dictatorships rule human rights. Yet, the most effective weapon of the radical Axis is not just missiles, but Western liberalism itself. Anti-liberal forces have realized they can use the West's own rules of the game, international law, UN institutions, and human rights, as a tactical shield and a strategic weapon against free nations. This cynical exploitation produces a parade of absurdities. Thus, under the liberal ideal of absolute equality among all nations, the international system abandons morality in favor of procedure. In November 2023, while the Ayatollah regime was slaughtering female protesters in the streets, Iran's representative was appointed chair of the UN Human Rights Council Social Forum. Shortly after, Saudi Arabia was unanimously chosen to lead the UN Commission on the Status of Women, CSW. How does this happen? Through the UN's regional bloc system and a well-oiled machine of vote trading. Totalitarian states apply economic pressure on developing nations to take over human rights committees. The goal is not the promotion of rights, but securing an international certificate of kosher status and blocking investigations against themselves. The West, bound by the rules of diplomatic political correctness, responds with merely symbolic protests, yet effectively continues to feed the very system that tramples it. The most important war of the 21st century, Gemini, the collapse of Europe, and the dictatorship of good intentions. This paralysis is not confined to the halls of the UN, it is tearing Europe apart from within. As extensively analyzed in the article, The Dictatorship of Good Intentions, pure ideals tend to morph into cruel mechanisms of oppression when they refuse to bend to reality. European liberalism ceased to be a pragmatic method for managing society and became a rigid religion, dictating that all cultures are absolutely identical. The purist mechanism applied absolute silencing power. Anyone who dared point out the collapse of personal security or the unwillingness of certain populations to integrate was immediately branded a racist. The article also introduces the phenomenon of traffic jam blindness, which explains why minorities or oppressed groups that gain power do not necessarily act out of superior morality and often run over those beneath them out of existential anxiety. When reality is ignored, it takes revenge. Countries that represented the extreme edge of the liberal spectrum are now forced to make dramatic U-turns. Denmark has passed laws allowing the demolition of neighborhoods to dismantle parallel societies, and Sweden has deployed the military to the streets to combat violent gangs. When the mainstream refuses to solve problems in the name of moral purity, the pendulum swings wildly to the radical right, which is suddenly perceived as the only authentic alternative. The Dictatorship of Good Intentions, Why Pure Ideals Destroy the World. Gemini. The Paradox of Tolerance and the Illusion of Technology. The philosopher Karl Popper stated that a democracy that wishes to survive must be intolerant of intolerance. A democracy cannot allow radical elements, whether terrorist organizations or hostile states, to use democratic tools to destroy it. This does not mean abandoning Western values, but adapting legally and strategically to an asymmetric reality. The Western world must stop trying to apply classical laws of war to entities that respect no treaties, and develop new legal frameworks that allow for the neutralization of threats, similar to the unlawful combatant status that began taking shape in the US after 9/11. As warned in The Dictatorship of Good Intentions, we also cannot pin our hopes on algorithms or artificial intelligence AI to run the world better. If we continue to hard code into these systems the same sterile ideals that refuse to compromise with human reality, we will merely create a cold, ruthless digital dictatorship. The solution is not technological, but human and political, a decision that now rests entirely on the shoulders of a single superpower. The most important war of the 21st century, Gemini, the ghost of America First and World War III. The current crisis will not only shape Europe or the Middle East, it will decide the internal battle for the soul of the United States, thereby determining the state of the entire world. To grasp the magnitude of this decision, we must look back. The original America First movement, which grew out of the isolationist mood following World War I, crashed on December 7, 1941. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor proved in a flash of fire the fragility of the isolationist illusion. The decision to ignore the world does not prevent the world from showing up at your doorstep. The tragedy is that American isolationism itself created the vacuum that allowed Japanese and German aggression to grow to monstrous proportions. Today, the U.S. stands at an identical historical crossroads, and the two paths lead to drastically different futures. If the American superpower hesitates, tries to appease everyone, and sinks into a prolonged, bloody quagmire in the Middle East, similar to the traumas of Iraq and Afghanistan, it will be the hour of the counter-movement. Such a failure would hand a massive victory to the radical Axis and inject fresh blood into the isolationist, reclusive version of America First, represented today by figures like Tucker Carlson. The implication of such an American retreat would be devastating. Beijing would interpret the weakness of the global policeman as a green light for aggressive moves, foremost among them, the invasion of Taiwan. This is the direct and immediate script for the outbreak of World War III. This is the ultimate fatal consequence of the dictatorship of good intentions. The attempt to maintain moral purity and avoid conflict, which ultimately leads to burning the world down. Conversely, a swift and decisive American victory would produce the opposite effect. In such a scenario, leadership in the mold of Donald Trump could redefine the concept of America First. The new interpretation would not be cowardly isolationism, but the unilateral application of power. It would mean that the United States no longer needs permission from the UN Security Council or a paralyzed European consensus to defend its interests. America First would become an active doctrine of strength, completely liberated from the sterile ideals that bind the rest of the Western world. The global campaign unfolding right now is a final wake-up call. The West must choose: shed the illusion of good intentions and fight for its life, or retreat into moral self-righteousness while the world descends into a global war.